goes for it. Sean Mackey, the strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're Navy Blue, are you?
Hello and welcome to Falkirk Daft. It's another weekend without football and a game to review. Well, we will have played a game by the time this comes out, but we're recording this on a Sunday because of work commitments. So we can't review the Hibs game, but we can preview the Hearts game. So, yes, we're third in the league if Falkirk have won. Or, oh, we've been beaten again and everyone's moaning online right now. Or, oh, we'll take a draw. So there's the kind of three options. Delete as appropriate. I'm John McAnally and welcoming you to Falkirk Daft, your unofficial Falkirk FC podcast. And with me, as ever, the Ginger God of Pod himself, ready and raving to review Hearts or preview Hearts, it is Ross Wayne.
Good evening, sir. Yes, I'm looking forward to this week as it currently stands. As you said, the Hibs game will be done and dusted by the time this goes out. I'm confident. I'm sure we will be smiling come Tuesday night at, 9:30? I'm sure we
Hibs are a good side. I watched them against Rangers last night. They are a good side. Obviously, they've got big threats up front in the form of Martin Boyle and Kieran Bowie. And they've got that boy they signed for $1 million as well. And they're actually very good all over the park. Bushiri's turned into this rock at the back, so it'll be interesting to see how he does against Falkirk. But we can get at them, you know, and like I say, there's the opportunity to go third in the league, which is mental.
Yeah,
if we do win. We do have that game in hand. Obviously, the only game in the Premiership across the weekend was Livingston Dundee. I was kind of hoping for a draw in that one, but I think if one way it went, I'd rather have Dundee win than Livingston. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. When I saw the scoreline at 2-2, I thought, that's actually not too bad. And then when Dundee got the winner, well, very late penalty, I was quite happy. I've not seen the penalty, actually.
Well, I've seen both. Both penalties are dubious, I would have to say.
I saw Martindale's
I watched the Livingston, because I was watching the highlights today. I don't know if it was on the BBC, but I watched it on the Livingston TV, and Martindale was having a meltdown afterwards.
Yes. I saw that, and I saw he was also having a bit of moan about VAR during the week as well, pre-game. So, listen, I think the only thing we all agree on with VAR is that sometimes you'll be the bug and sometimes you'll be the windshield. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just the way it is. But yeah, no, I was quite happy when I saw if one team was going to win, I was probably quite happy it was Dundee. However, we, as you said, we play Hibs. This is our game in hand. By the time this comes out, we will know how that's went, and then we look ahead to Hearts, which we're going to do on this episode.
Yeah, and we're going to do that in the company of Ewan Cameron. He is back, Channel 5's Ewan Cameron, now of STV Radio. He will be on to preview the Hearts game in just a bit. But let's look at some club news first of all. Not much to talk about. Oktoberfest is coming to the fan zone. A couple of good sessions there, 10th, 11th, 12th and the 18th. It's going to be at the fan zone. German beers, German food and... lots of entertainment as well. Ross, you've got your tickets for it already, haven't you?
Yeah, it sounds good. I think it's something different. The club have not done anything like this officially before. I know there was remember there was a beer festival on a few years ago back.
Yeah, I went to that. It was great. That was before the council moved into that floor. It was great. I went to that. It was really, really good.
That was good. But this time, do you know, the club are organising it, so the club's going to get the funds, which is even better. And it sounds pretty good. Live music, which I assume will be sort of German.
I hope it is. If it's not Oompa, we riot.
Indeed, yes. And Obviously, a range of German lagers, which they've said. I'm sure I did see they still said there would be tenants for anyone
Brilliant.
who wanted it. Authentic German food, and as you said, well, it says they're in an atmosphere like no other. So yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I think that if that, hopefully they're well attended as well. It certainly seems there's a lot of people talking about it. The only date that confused me was the day when we play Motherwell away, but then I suppose maybe not everybody can go to an away game, and as an alternative for people to go there and either celebrate a win after the game, or will they be able to watch the game from the fan zone? I don't
I
know.
don't
I
think
don't
you'll be. I don't think they'll be able to do that for legal issues.
know.
Certainly 10th and 11th and 12th, that's an international weekend. So if you're not doing anything, get yourself along for a bit of oompa, and some German beer. And if currywurst, I'm hoping if there's not currywurst, there's no point. If there's not like
I'm
that's.
sure there will be. I'm sure
There's
there
got
will
to be currywurst, absolutely 100%. So get yourself along to that. That's Oktoberfest in the fan zone. Not much else to talk about, really. Falkirk FC are in FC 26. Ross, I think I saw you'd bought the game just so you could play Falkirk.
So it's officially not out yet. So Falkirk are the game comes out next Friday. The previews are out this week, so you can do like a oh my goodness, what's the word I'm looking for, John? Like a
That
trial.
be like
You
a
can do
beta
the trial
test type
in
thing.
advance of next week. So but yeah, Falkirk are in it, and unfortunately there is no sign of the Falkirk Daft captain armband on Brad Spencer's arm, which is very
Disappointing.
disappointing. However, there are several updates to the game as throughout the year, so fingers crossed this is one of those updates that happen.
I don't know if EA will be putting the Falkirk Daft logo. I don't think that'll be included in the update. But if you
No,
could
no.
message EA on our behalf and just say, "Oi." I think there's
Yeah.
a bit of attention to detail need required here.
Exactly.
That would be brilliant for us. Falkirk Women are continuing at the top of the league, and a 4-2 victory over Ayr this afternoon as we record this. Vari Monroe, Liv Murphy, Anna Dickoff, and our friend of the podcast, Shannon Todd, getting the goals there. Brilliant stuff. And they've got Bonnie Rigg at home next weekend as well. I was assuming that's a 2 o'clock kickoff at the stadium. But a great shout, I have to say, to the Falkirk stand on Twitter. I was able to watch the highlights of the women's game from last week. They had put together some highlights and stuck it ups as well. So great to see that. Great to see the women get a bit more promotion as well. And top of the league.
Absolutely smashing it, mate. Smashing it. So that's a bit of a statement win this afternoon. So the girls are now on 16 points. I didn't see the other scores as yet, so I don't know if they're clear at the top. I know they were 1 point clear last week, so they may have extended that this weekend as well. But no, absolutely delighted for all of the girls.
Yeah, Leah Donnelly and Amy Dilworth as well joining the club this week. I don't know how the women's game works in terms of like transfers and stuff, but that's two new signings in the door in Leah Donnelly and Amy Dilworth. So good to have them on board, and the women are absolutely rocking. So
I've noticed they do seem to be able to like sign players almost at any time of the
yeah,
year.
seems that way, doesn't it?
So, which is not a bad thing. That's old school. Remember that used to be the same with the men's back in the day. They would sign someone for like the last five games just to see you over the line.
I know it was great. I just remember trying to pick up the Falkirk Herald every week, hoping that there was news of a new signing, because that's how you used to find out before the days of social
Absolutely.
media. Pick up the
Absolutely.
Falkirk Herald on a Thursday.
Well, I always remember Peter Godfrey, who's one of the guests in the 1876 lounge. Well, actually, the game's taking place by the time this comes out. But Peter Godfrey, I remember we signed him in season 1990-91, and he was, I think we signed him for the last six, seven games of the season, I'm sure,
All right.
from St Mirren, I want to say. And
Would be.
but yeah, it just shows you like that was a common thing back in the day, but not now. But yeah, the girls do it right. That's the best way to do it.
Ask your dad, kids, about the old transfer window. Let's leap right now then into birthday corner. And a shout out from Stuart from the Crystal Teardrop. If you don't know who the Crystal Teardrop are, very good indie band. Stuart's a big Bairn. And he says, happy birthday, Jamie. He's a lifelong Bairn and he turns 50 on October the 5th, which is the day again against that lot. We know what that lot are. If you can fit out a shout out from his pal Stu in Leicester, really appreciate it. So happy birthday, Jamie. And he agrees with me that the Roving Falkirk Bairn by Brogo, who are playing behind the wall on 17th of October, is an absolute tune. So there you go.
On that, John, shout out to my boss Adam. He is a big Swindon Town fan. He listens to our podcast, however, and he has been obsessed by Brogo since he talked about it in the podcast last week. So big shout out to him.
Oh, brilliant. Aye, well done. I'm just getting everyone on the Brogo bandwagon. I actually reached out to the band because I believe one of their, because he did a bit for Celtic. There was a Celtic did a bit on the social media with them doing a, like an acoustic session. But I do believe one of them's a Falkirk supporter, or I think it's the drummer. So any more information on that would be appreciated. I did reach out to the band, but they've not got back to me as of yet. So, aye, brilliant stuff. Check out Brogo if you haven't. They're playing Behind the Wall, though it's sold out on the 17th of October. More details to follow on Behind the Wall. Happy birthday to Alexis Campbell, who turns 7 on the 23rd. Happy birthday, Alexis. That's from your dad, Colin.
Brilliant. And we've just got an extra couple. So a big, massive happy birthday to our pal and everybody's mate in Falkirk, Matt Stewart. He's 44 on the September the 25th. And that's from me, you, John, and all the usual suspects as well. And last but not least, a happy birthday from Amanda Gunn for Rowan Morrow, whose 21st birthday is actually on the 26th of September, and she just wanted us to give a shout out to Rowan on Falkirk Daft. So big happy birthday to him.
Happy
as well.
Birthday, Rowan. Always see him. He's always at Falkirk Daft live events as well. So happy birthday, Rowan. A couple of Bairns' birthdays on the 25th, which I think is that the day? No, that's this Thursday when this is coming out. So today, if you're listening to it on the Thursday the 25th, Super John Clark, 61. Always remembered for that. We got fined for John Clark because we signed him within a season of letting him go or something. So we signed him twice, so we got a fine for that. That's always the story. But John Clark, always one of my honestly heroes. What a free kick he could hit. You know, for a boy who was playing for Dundee United in the new camp and then he signed for Falkirk, and like always remember that free kick he scored against Celtic, Ross.
That the free kicker in Celtic was up there with one of the best goals I've ever seen live as a Falkirk fan. As you said, he scored loads of others, but I always remember. Do you remember he scored two free kicks? I think it was against Kelly, a mad midweek game.
That was that game we were 3-0 down, and we were 3-0 down at half time, and we equalised. What a game that was!
That was superb. That was superb. One random bit of thing I always trivia I always remember that game is there was a free paper getting handed out at the turnstiles, like a random paper. It was like the Daily Star or something like that, right? It was like a promotion. And then when we scored, everyone had already ripped up the Daily Star and just chucked them in the air. And it was like the weird thing that you remember for games, and I always just remember that. John Clark, what a boy, what a free kick on him. And he was a big guy, but he got about for a centre-half, didn't
him
he?
Him and Yogi and back, what a spare they were. Martin Mooney as well, he is turning 55. Martin, Falkirk resident, Falkirk boy, and he actually played against us in the Falkirk football fans in training. And I honestly, even at 50, it must have been 54 at the time, struggled to keep up with him. And he turned me like two or three times, nightmare.
He was good. I think he's a fireman, isn't he?
Yeah, yes, yes. He works beside my pal Baz, who listens to this podcast as well. So, happy birthday, Martin. And one to forget, on Friday, the 26th, Ruben Samu turns 29.
Well, listen, we could have quite easily missed that, just like he missed a bunch of other chances as a Falkirk player. So, it's mental that he's 29, but also, I'm sure he's retired from football now as well.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and he's like some sort of agent or runs an agency or something like that, and he seems to be some sort of influencer. I don't know, but yeah, he's probably better doing that than playing football, to be fair. So fair play to Ruben, and happy birthday, sir. Once a Bairn, always a Bairn. With you. But aye, well done, Ruben, and turning 29. Before we crack on, we've got to say Thank you very much to our friends at Behind the Wall. It is Falkirk's best bar, we know that, and they've got a fine selection of lagers, craft and cask ales, loads of stuff happening. Of course, the home of the Falkirk Daft Venom, get it in you if you haven't had it already. It's a cracker of a drink. You can only have a one or two, maybe, I think, because it's quite sweet, but it is a thing of beauty, and it just goes down like juice.
We were talking about the Venom recently, weren't we? Because it was the anniversary.
It was anniversary.
Of, the idea behind the Falkirk Daft Venom, which was at your house after the before.
Yeah, that was when I said, Brian, could you do a Venom for Falkirk Daft Live? Could you make it blue? And then the cocktail makers at Behind the Wall went and did the rest. So brilliant. And it's still on the menu. A couple of things happening behind the wall. 27th of September, I raved about this guy last week. James Grant is on upstairs. Cracking. The wonderful Barbara Briceland. Everyone in Falkirk at some point, I think, has seen Babs. She was on The Voice, formerly of The Voice, and she's got it on all the papers, you know, star of The Voice, Barbara Briceland. She's in there 12th of October, Babs in October. I said Brogo are in there on the 17th, and on the 18th, cracking one right, All Right Now, which are a Free and Bad Company tribute. Ross, what's the most famous Free song?
No idea.
There was a clue, I just mentioned it.
The song?
Uh-huh.
Is that all right?
Yes! There you go.
I couldn't have told you who the band name was, mate. So there you go.
Free and Bad Company, the members of that. So that's cracking. Check out all the events happening at Behind the Wall, behindthewall.co.uk. I don't know if there's still spaces on the bus for Hearts, but get in touch with the bar. Brian will let you know there. And just a shout out, by the way, because at the end of October, it's Behind the Wall's 40th birthday, in the weekend, the 30th of October to the 2nd of November. They are offering 40% discount on a lot of stuff. So get that in the diary, get yourself Behind the Wall and get some cheap booze on between the 30th and 2nd of November. So get up there, Behind the Wall, celebrate a coup. Can't believe it's 40 years that Behind the Wall have been in the tune now. Unbelievable. I've been there for a lot of the 40 as well. Get yourself involved with that. Before we crack on as well, we've got to say shout out to everyone in the Matt Gwen Row of Honour, which we left you with in the last episode. So Ronnie Faulkner, Joe, Gary Wallace, Stuart Morrow, Elsa, Grant Elliott and Dave, they are all on the Matt Glennon, which Craig left us with on the last episode. Right then, shall we talk about the Jambos and our visit to Tynecastle? Yes, we shall. And let's do that in the company of, you'll know him from the radio, you'll know him from the podcast, it's Ewan Cameron.
Hello, my friend, how are you? I miss you.
I miss you too, mate. I miss you too.
Mate, I really do miss you. I miss the banter, the chat we used to have every single day at the former place that I worked.
The former place. Yeah, you can say it, Ewan. I've seen you in all these other podcasts. You just said former podcasts that I worked on. Ewan, of course, was in the big Scottish football podcast, which I currently work on, and Ewan left us like the big Judas that he is. Jumped ships.
That's harsh, John. That is harsh.
It is a wee bit.
It's like Jim. It was like Jim Jeffries back in the '90s.
Before we get into the Hearts Falkirk game, which is coming up on Saturday, I will say this: it was a really hard decision walking away from the big Scottish football show that I did on the radio at 4th One, etc., and then to walk away from the big Scottish football podcast that I worked with you on, John. That was a really difficult and hard decision because we were building something there, and it was a right good laugh. And
we had a laugh.
We did, and listen, we're all still pals, but there is a slight part of me that was a wee bit jealous when Stephen turned up and started working with Amy Irons on the BBC at the weekend.
Oh, that's let's talk about the other big Judas as well. That big Pfeiffer jumping onto the BBC. Oh my God, I've been slagging him. Like the group chat's changed, Ewan, because we're obviously Steve Cowan has jumped on your thing. And I've just renamed BBC Scotland Stephen Mill to the group chat. You know,
can I just say, with him jumping over to the BBC, I don't feel as bad as I did a couple of months ago.
Can I just double check? Is Stephen still doing the podcast?
He is, yes, he is still. Yes, he is still doing the podcast, but he's not on the big Scottish football show anymore because he obviously has jumped over to the BBC. And I messaged him last night. I've not listened to his first show yet, but be able to hear it on BBC Sounds, or there's probably a podcast of it as well. But it did look a bit like the One Show on the
it
set
did.
Of it. So I was just like, mate, you are shooing for the One Show. If you don't make the One Show by the end of the year, I'll be terribly disappointed, because it was almost like he was presenting on the One Show as well, and he hated that.
It did look like that, and now that you've put that in my head, I'm going to be bombarding on the pictures of the set of the One Show.
Please do. Please, just mention him, because he hates the One Show, so just mention him. One!
let's talk Hearts and Falkirk then, it's Saturday.
Well, I was just before you do that, I was just going to say, we've now got STV, we've got BBC, John Rennie moving to Channel 4.
I know, exactly. We need to combine the triumphant move.
Hey, hold on a wee second. Not only my STV, I'm also Channel 5's Ewan Cameron.
Yeah, of course. Can't forget that. Right, let's talk about Hearts Falkirk then. Ewan, what a start to the season the Jambos have had, obviously. Last game was at Ibrox. I was going to say it's controversial 2-1, but I think Hearts actually deserved it, despite the Shankland goal, which probably shouldn't have been, and the Rangers goal that probably should have been. But I do think, you know, Hearts have really, you know, under McInnes this season, have really kicked on.
Yeah, we've been outstanding. It's taken us a wee while to get up and running and to find his best 11 in the best formation and tactics, and we've got a great sprinkling of really good new signings mixed in with your strong Scottish core, because I think for me, up to this point, Braga's band, there's no doubt about that. He's been amazing for us.
Incredible,
see,
yeah.
Stuart Finlay at the back. Stuart Finlay was one of his first signings from Kilmarnock. That boy's been outstanding. He's an absolute rock, and he scored some key goals for us as well. So when you've got that kind of like Scottish core through the team, and then you've got Shanklin up top, you've got the Kazaridis out on the left, you've Braga who's supporting Shankland, and you've got Milne. Let's not forget Milne, who we signed from Partick Thistle as cover for James Penrice. Milne has been outstanding. I know that you're very aware of Milne, you too, because obviously when you were in the Championship, and I remember when Hearts signed Milne, John, you were waxing lyrical about the signing. Yeah. I didn't really know much about the boy, aware of him, but I didn't see him as much as you did, but I know how much you two really liked him. So, yeah, we've made some really good signings. And because we don't have any European football, I think we're there to stay, to be up there near the top end of the table. We won't do an Aberdeen. We will not fall away. McInnes will not allow that to happen. And I think we've got a really, really good chance of finishing second in the league this year.
I mean, obviously, we'll wait and see what happens at Rangers. I mean, they're currently sitting second bottom of the table at the moment. But, you know, I did see a tweet about Russell Martin that you sent out today, Ewan, saying don't go, because we're hoping as well, because we're playing them on the 5th of October. So we're hoping we could put the final nail in the Martin coffin by a win at the stadium. But yeah, I guess, I mean, with the kind of momentum, you're 13 points now, Ewan. So
13 points.
Yeah, so you have brought that momentum. I guess you're the only guys that can really throw that away now.
I think what goes in Hearts' favour also is that we've got such a strong 11, but then when you look at the Hearts bench, it's really strong. I think it's outside of the Old Firm, we've easily got the best squad of players. There's no doubt about that in my mind. And we've got the Brazilian midfielder, our record signing, who unfortunately has picked up an injury at Livingston, but he should be back in time for the Edinburgh Derby, but he won't make the Falkirk game.
Excellent.
We've got him to come back into the fold as well. And I think the good thing for Hearts is, and I think it's a big advantage for us, is that we only have the league to concentrate on. There's no European football, where Celtic and Rangers are going to be playing Thursday, Sunday, right up until the end of January. And that's a benefit for Hearts, because if we're playing on a Saturday, we can continue to put the pressure on both Celtic and Rangers before they even kick a ball on a Sunday. And I just think with the squad threat that we've got off the bench, we're going to be a tough nut to crack. And I don't see us losing that many games. And we spoke about this before, John, when it comes to the league setup, where it's really set up to help Celtic and Rangers by playing everybody four times a season. Us getting that win at Ibrox was huge. And if we can deal with other teams in and around us, your Aberdeens, your Hibs and your Dundee Uniteds, etc., and we get points there and we win our home games, we could be title challengers. Now, I know that's really stupid to say at this early stage in the season, but I do think we are there to stay, And I think that Rangers have got a fight on their hands to take second place off us. Can we go all the way? Can we take the challenge to Celtic? I think we can to a point. Let's get to January and see where we are. But I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. And I do think that the game against Falkirk is actually a really good game for us because Falkirk play football and they like to play from the back. And I think that's where Falkirk have gone wrong this season. I think you've not mixed up enough. I think you're good footballers. You've got a lot of pace up top. I love the boy Spence in the middle of the park. I'd love to have seen him at Hearts. But I do think that you take too many risks. And I think that will suit Hearts. So continue to play like that because I think that will give us a number of chances to steal the ball off you with our pace and our skill and our clever players in and around the box. But I think if you were to mix it up and go long, I think you would have... Listen, I expect Hearts to win. But if you play the football you've been playing, I think you could get hammered on Saturday. It depends on how you go about the game.
I think, see, just going back, you obviously mentioned Aberdeen there. Yeah, and I don't think Aberdeen's going to be worrying Hearts too much this season, based on Aberdeen's start to the season, which doesn't look like improving anytime soon. And I actually think Rangers, I'm sorry, but I think Rangers are a stick on for second bottom. that's an interesting point about Saturday because John and I obviously reviewed the St Mirren game recently. St Mirren's obviously an established Premier League team now, where Falkirk want to try and emulate them. Really, we do, because we're similar sized clubs, similar sized supports, both fan owned as well. So that is something that we need to do. And I actually agree with you. I think if you look at St Mirren, they play a lot of good stuff. Ignore Chris Sutton, if I'm being honest. But they do know when to mix it up as well. And I genuinely think we will learn to do that as the season goes. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I still think we need to keep a bit of the identity though that's got us there, because if you, I know you've probably not seen us apart from the highlights so far this year, but there has been a lot of good football played, but it's been individual errors that have cost us the points and the goals where we have lost points and goals. I think Saturday could actually be the flip side. I think if we go there and try and express ourselves, defend well, we may well keep it tight, which is the big thing in this league, in my opinion. You need to keep it tight at the back. If you don't keep it tight at the back, you're humped. And we need to do that really, really soon and keep a clean sheet. We've only got one clean sheet so far. Don't know how Hearts have been doing from a defensive point, but that's probably helped you and get these points and goals on the board so far.
What I would say about Falkirk, and I have watched the highlights of all the games, and I agree with you. You want to keep your identity. You want to keep the football that you're playing because it is entertaining. It is great. But see, when you say the mistakes that have cost us have cost you points, and ultimately mistakes that you will maybe make in a championship, you might get away with more often than not. But when you get to the Premiership and you're playing against the quality of the teams that are in that league, more often than not, you're going to get punished for that. And I love John McGlynn. I'm very fond of quite a few of the players that you've got in the team, particularly Miller and Spencer and others. I just think that if you mix it up between the great football that you're known for, and then every now and then you go a wee bit more back to front or you go a wee bit more long, I think you've got a really good side there. I think the problem that you've got is that you become a bit too predictable. Now, I've just been watching the games in the Premiership, particularly this season. They're mixing up massively just now. In the Premier League in England, they're mixing up. They're going long balls, kicking it long, up to Haaland. I mean, when did Pep Guardiola ever kick it up long to Haaland? I mean, it's happening a lot now. There's definitely a shift in the way that teams are approaching football matches, particularly in England. And I've noticed that Hearts are mixing up quite a bit as well. And they are going back to front, getting the ball up there, then squeezing the play.
That's a McInnes side though, Ewan, isn't it? McInnes tends to do that anyway.
Yeah, but I think, John, I actually genuinely believe you've got a squad that can do that as well. I think you've got so much pace and you've got such good footballers in there that if you go back to front and you squeeze it, you can pen them in. I just think you messing about the back is happening too often and you're getting the ball pinched from you and creating your own problems. I think if you go a wee bit longer and you've got players like Spencer and others who are really good on the ball and can create something, go and try and pinch it from the second ball if you go a wee bit longer. I really do think Falkirk have got the players that can hurt teams in this league. I just think you could ultimately be your own downfall because you're trying to stick to philosophy that worked in the Championship.
Yeah. What would guys say to you? What was the score the last time Falkirk played at Tynecastle Ross? Do you know that?
Don't give a shit. Because you're going to, there's only, you're only bringing it out for a reason. You're not bringing it because Hearts.
I'm just asking Ross a question. I'm just asking Ross a
question. I'm thinking it was when Hearts were in the Championship.
It was.
20, which I know one of the games we won 3-2 was Sybold in
24th of January 2015. It was Craig Sybold and it was 3-2, yeah.
I don't think we've got the worst record at Tynecastle.
I'm just looking back at the last 25 we've played against Hearts. Falkirk have actually won 7, Hearts have won 12, and the other 6 have been draws. So the record actually, when you look at that, certainly that's the last 25. Falkirk have got a 28% win ratio as opposed to Hearts have got 48%. But, you know, the last time we obviously met was in the League Cup with Ethan Ross and Dylan Tate, which was on the way to Stephen Naismith losing his job effectively, which Ewan cried about.
Oh, no, I was celebrating. I was jumping up and doing cartwheels all over the place. I nearly broke my neck doing a cartwheel at the studio.
I do remember Ewan saying we were going to get pumped that day, yes, which obviously didn't happen.
Oh, right.
It didn't happen.
Right, but, okay. Big. I mean, that was then. Let's look forward to the future.
I know. We're in a different world now. And as we've said, Hearts are flying this season. Ross, how do you think the Bairns will line up against Hearts? I suspect we'll go for 4-3-3, but who's going to be in that formation?
I don't think the formation will change. However, just as Ewan said there, I actually think I think there will be defensive changes. I don't know if he's going to be fit, but if he is fit, I can see Cole Donaldson coming back in.
I don't know if he's going to bring Cole. I mean, Ewan's obviously very good pals with Cole. Cole and Ewan, their love over.
Yeah, I spoke to him last week.
Did you? Aye. I don't know. He didn't play against Trenent in that friendly. What will be interesting, because we're obviously recording this prior to the Hibs match, is to see, because we've got Lewis Nielsen obviously on loan from Hearts, he's not going to play in that game. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, no.
Whether he plays another defender and then goes with that defender, that's what you suspect would happen. That's what you sort of predicted, Ross.
I predicted that on our last podcast. I think whoever plays on Tuesday night or who has played on Tuesday night will play against Hearts. If it's not going to be Cole, as in he's not fit, then I fully expect one of the two new centre-halves that we did sign just as the window closed to play. I really don't see John McGlynn throwing a new centre-half in for the first time against Hearts at Tynecastle. It's too big a game. And I do expect them to be playing against Hibs firstly. But I agree with Ewan, I actually think, and I love Tynecastle, a brilliant atmosphere, the pitch is great as well. I can see our two wingers. Ewan, you've probably not seen a massive amount of them so far, even for the highlights, but Kyrell Wilson, who scored against Aberdeen, he is going to be back for actually the Hibs game. So we fully expect him to play on one wing, and also Ethan Williams, who we've got on loan from Man U. And I think the pace of these two boys may trouble. I'm hoping they've troubled Hibs, but I think they could trouble Hearts on Saturday as well. And I think that's where we could get some joy down those wings.
I do want to say here in regards to Cole, I think he's probably fit in regards to how he feels, but match fit, that's a different type of fitness.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would suggest, or I mean, honestly, he hasn't told me anything. I don't know this for sure or anything. I know that he obviously played in that friendly and that, but to throw somebody into a game like that from the start, I think that's a huge, huge risk. I mean, it really is. I mean, he could have come on against Hibs, because I know we're speaking before the Hibs game. He might have come on against Hibs for the last 20 minutes just to give him some match practice and match time. Yeah. And he may also do the same against Hearts on Saturday, but I'd be shocked if Cole Donaldson, after such a long layoff, because the last time I actually saw him, he was limping, and it was quite a long road back to full fitness, and I would be shocked if he was thrown in against Hibs from the start, or even Hearts from the start. I think it's probably safer to ease him back in, but only John McGlynn and the physios will know better than us, but I think it would be a risk.
So I guess that leaves Ross. Is that going to be Sam Hart or Philip Lisa playing? We've not seen either of them yet. We don't know how good they are. Obviously, we're recording again after the Hibs match, so it might be one of them. In your kind of thoughts, where would it be Lisa, or do you think big handsome Sam that will play?
No, I think it would be Lisa, Philip Lisa from Swansea, who'll play the other centre half alongside Hendo. I expect Kieran Adams to remain at right back. Left back, again, I see no reason why Liam McCann would be moved on.
Yeah, he
We know
served the goal
we
for Brian in the last game, so you wouldn't
he
expect
did, and it
him.
was a fantastic ball in. Scott Bain has been a very, very more than capable sign-in. In fact, there's an argument he's probably been the best signing so far, based in
Yeah.
terms of his capability, and I think he will be worth some points this year for us. But yeah, I don't see much changes otherwise in the
Do
start
you
of
think
him.
did you think Dylan, obviously Arfield will drop, do you presume then Arfield will drop out and onto the bench with Williams, or and does Calvin Miller then drop onto the bench as well, presume,
I
do
think
you think?
Calvin May. I think the midfield trio of Dylan Tate, Henry Cartwright. I don't know if you've seen much of Cartwright, Ewan, but he's been
Yeah,
a
I have.
fantastic signing
Yeah, he's
so
good.
far. And
Great arse.
obviously Brad Spencer. So yeah, no, I think the striking option, will it be Brian Graham? Will it be Trey Ogunsue, who we've obviously got online for Sunderland, or will it be Ross McKeever? That's another position that seems to be up for grabs.
I mean, it would depend what have happened in the Hibs game as well. We might
It
have
will.
injuries,
It
whatever.
will.
So we're
Yeah.
just trying to protect it. Ewan, in terms of Hearts, how do you see Hearts lining up?
I think we'll go with the same starting 11 that beat Rangers by two
Right.
goals to nil. We played a bounce game a couple of days ago against Ayr United, and we won by a goal to nil. We gave a lot of the players who have been sat on the bench a run out. But I think you'll go with the same starting 11. Why wouldn't you? I mean, we've got that momentum. The players are flying after that 2-0 win at Ibrox. So I would fully expect the same team to play against Falkirk on Saturday. And I know from what I'm hearing that the Hearts players are flying. They are just, honestly, they're on cloud nine just now. And there's a real good feeling about the place and what they could possibly achieve this season. And I said this on a previous podcast. The last time I felt this good about a Hearts team was in 2006. And the moment that it changed for me, where I thought that we could challenge for a title or split the old firm, was the game against Rangers at Tynecastle, and Roman Bednar scored with a near post header, and we won the game by a goal to nil. And after that day, I thought, right, we're in this until the end. And then that win against Rangers just recently at Ibrox, I went, we are here to stay. I've got the same feeling. George Burley was in charge in 2006. Derek McInnes is in charge now. He knows the Scottish League. He knows Scottish football. And there's a fight in that Hearts team that I have not seen under Critchley or Naismith. We are a different beast this campaign, and we're going to be a tough team to beat, home or away. And even when we're down and we're losing, we've got the knack now of scoring late goals, which is a great knack to have. So I've got a really, really good feeling. And I know within the squad, Hearts have got that same feeling about what could we actually do? I mean, is there something on the cards here? I'm not suggesting for a second Hearts are going to beat Celtic to the league, but I think we can give them a run for their money for a wee while at least, and let's see where we are in January, as I said.
Ian, I actually completely agree with you. I'm not even going to try and argue that. I think Hearts do look like a really more than capable team. The squad looks strong. I
Yeah.
actually really like Derek McInnes as well. It was interesting you said about that Rangers Hearts Rangers game in 2005, 2006 with Bednar, because I
Yeah.
was having a look at that season as well. Because you're right, like Hearts were bang, win, 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 win.
Yeah.
The next game after Bednar was Falkirk,
Two
and
two.
2-2, and it was the first time he's obviously dropped points. Now, it didn't affect you really because you
No.
still picked up loads of wins and stuff, which I'm sure. But it's interesting. Like that was what I looked at as well, and I thought, could we get a draw?
But I
And
was
play on
actually at
Saturday.
that game, and Falkirk were outstanding that day.
Yeah,
Yous were really good. I think we scored a late equaliser. Was it Presley? I think was it
it was Stephen
Presley?
Presley in the 91st minute. You're absolutely
That's
spot
right.
on. Yep.
Yeah. And we were up against it at the Falkirk Stadium that day, and we were, if I'm going to be honest, we were lucky to get the 2-2. You kind of deserved the win, but again, it was that never say die attitude that Hearts had then. And it's the same with this team. We were 3-0 down with 20 minutes to go against Motherwell. We were 2-2 with Dundee. No, 1-1 with Dundee United. Recently, was it Tannadice? And Finlay scores. No, was it 3-2? I can't remember now. We scored that many goals in late last minute winners. But then Finlay scores a near post header in the dying minutes as well. So we've got this knack of scoring late goals and not losing football matches. But I do hope that that's not a sign of things to come. What happened then in 2005, 2006, and Falkirk turn up and get a draw against us, because that would really piss me off.
I mean, it looks like you're playing this 3-5-2, obviously, as well, you and, you know, with the, you know, McEntee and Milne going down the wings and Halkett, Finlay and Kingsley in the middle. I mean, yeah. A player that I'm always impressed by, and I think that the two in midfield. Now, this is why I think, I don't know if you'll have the same team as Rangers, because you've obviously played Beringame and Devlin in the midfield as a kind of almost two sixes.
Yeah.
Do you not think they might go a bit more creative, a bit more attacking?
I mean, Beningame he's not an out-and-out attacking midfielder, and I wouldn't call him an out-and-out number six. See, he's kind of like in between the two.
Listen,
that Hearts team can go into a different type of formation. It's very flexible as the Hearts team right now. But if he was going to tweak it, then he may drop one of the two. Devlin has been outstanding for us. I do like McEntee also, who can play in that role. He may just go with a back four. Who knows? He may go just a 4-3-3. He may do that and just maybe change one player and then go to a back four instead of a back three. So he's got options there. I don't think he'll make massive changes. If he was, it'll probably just be the one position.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to make the same mistake that Naismith made, Critchley made, which was just continuously change a team for the sake of changing the team. Don't do that. We've got momentum. Stick with the same 11. If not, I could see maybe one change at most.
Yeah, no, I'm into that. And I like, by the way, I have to say, I like Benny Beringame because he lives downstairs from my in-laws and he's very nice to my father-in-law. So I've met him a couple of times. He's a very pleasant young man.
Yeah. And don't be getting, who is it that knows Benny Beringame?
My father-in-law, Vic.
Right, and is Benny up the stairs in the building? Or
He's down the stairs. Actually, my father-in-law's a high bay as well. So
right. Don't be putting ice in the floor outside or anything like that.
Banana peels lying along. It's a good idea. Right, brilliant. So what do you think the score's going to be, Ewan?
Listen, I think Hearts are flying just now. I think we are a really good side and we've got goals in our team. I think Falkirk will score because I really like Falkirk and you've got some great players in there. I'm going to go 3-1 Hearts.
3-1
Hearts. But I don't think we'll have it our own way. I really don't. I think it'll be a tight game. And then if we go 1-0 up or 2-0 up, maybe Falkirk get a goal back. But I do think we'll run out 3-1 winners.
Ross, are we going optimistic here?
I think Ewan's right. Hearts are in a really strong place. I think there will be goals. I think it'll be a draw, but that's my hopeful head being on. And but if you're pinning me down to a score, I'll mirror 2005. I'll go 2-2.
Wee Desmond, fabulous. I'm really hoping for a draw. I can't see the way Hearts are riding at the moment. I think the best we could get at Tynecastle, and guess we get at Edinburgh. Do we say that about Pittodrie? We said that about Pittodrie as well, but I'll take it. I think it'll be out.
But Aberdeen were shite.
I'll take a cheeky 1-1 in that one. Brilliant. Ewan, thank you so much for coming on. But before you go,
we
have a quiz because I know how much you love quizzes.
Go on.
We do a quiz with the guys we've had on. It's how well do you know your club?
Currently,
Aberdeen are top of the table with 8 points. That was Sheepy. It was on somebody you'll know well. Stuart Barry representing Livingston got 6 points. Ross Turnbull representing St Mirren got 5 points. Gavin Pearson, right, representing the Highbees, and we all know Gav got 5 points, and Celtic are on 4 points. Dundee United are on 3 points. So I'm assuming you want to beat the Highbees.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Gavin only getting five, to be honest with you, because he's like in and out of Hibs. Like, well, he's in there all the time because he's a stadium announcer. No, he's not a stadium announcer. What does he do for
Hibs? He does the floodlights at Hibs. I don't know why. What
it's Gavin... the floodlights and the TV screens, he says.
I'm surprised that. I thought he'd be top of the league.
I know. You would have thought. But listen, I've got your questions here. Ross has got the timer.
Okay.
And we'll see how well you know your team.
God,
Ross,
I'm shite at quizzes. Go on.
I know you're shite at quizzes. I worked for you on the Big Scottish Football Podcast. I know how shite you are. Right. Here we go then, Ross. Start the timer. Who wears number 8 for Hearts?
Nieuwenhof.
What nationality is Elton Kabangu?
French.
Who was Hearts Player of the Year last season?
Penrice.
What street is Tynecastle's postal address?
Postal address, EH.
No. What street?
Gorgie.
Who is Hearts
McLeod most... McLeod Street.
Who is Hearts most capped player?
Hearts most capped player? Dave McPherson.
And what year did Hearts last win the top flight?
56.
Name any of the Falkirk players Jim Jeffries took to Hearts after leaving the Bairns.
Davey Weir.
What striker left Hearts to join Falkirk in 1995?
Pass.
Who's Hearts all-time appearance holder?
John Robertson.
How many times have Hearts won the League Cup?
4.
Time's up.
Oh!
Gary McKay!
If we're given Gary McKay, that's 5.
I changed my mind before he got to the next question.
He did, to be fair.
Are you giving him Gary? Are you going to give him Gary McKay?
Give him Gary McKay.
Right, okay. Right. McKay. Let's go through the answers then. 8 is Cal Nieuwenhof. Well done. Elton Kabangu is Belgian.
Is he Belgian? Yeah. Fuck!
By the way, Ewan loves James Penrice because he knows his James Penrice is more.
Yeah.
So, and you're right, he won player of the season last season. McLeod Street, I'm going to have to take Gorgie for that one.
I know.
I was including that in the final.
Oh, you changed that. Exactly.
I changed it, but John, I did change it.
Okay, we'll take that into account. Most capped player for Hearts is Craig Gordon. 1960 is when you last won the top flight. Davey Weir, you could add Stevie Fulton as well for that one. Mo Johnston left Hearts in 1995 to join Falkirk.
So he did.
Gary McKay, we're going to give you that one. And yeah. You're right, Hearts have won the League Cup 4 times. The last time was in 1963. So if we're taking all those into account, and Ross is being very generous, because I wouldn't...
Ross is being... No. You just want me to look like a dick, and Ross is correct. I got 5.
No, you got 6, actually.
I get 6. Get in, I beat the Hibs. Get it up, yes.
You beat the Hibs, so you can now go on... You can now go to WhatsApp. I can message Gavin and let him know that you beat him on Falkirk Daft.
The first thing I'm going to do when I say churro to you.
Absolutely. 100%. Ewan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Really enjoy it. Enjoy your... Well, I was going to say garden league, but enjoy being bored. I'm sure you're watching plenty of football in the
meantime. I am watching. And I'm also playing FIFA as well on the telly because it's now the new one's out.
Aye. We don't worry. We know about it because Falkirk are out for the first time in 15 years.
Aye, exactly. So. And I punched his 8-0 the other night there.
Brilliant. Is that? Well, hopefully it's not like that at Tynecastle come Saturday. Ewan, thanks so much for coming on. We'll
see you later,
lads. Good luck on STV Radio.
Cheers, mate. All the best.
So there you go, Ewan Cameron, Channel 5's Ewan Cameron, on promoting the Hearts game. It's going to be tough, Ross. You've had to buy sneaky... You thought ahead and bought a sneaky hospitality package with a few of them, so you'll be going that way, won't you?
Our pal Gary put us into this idea that there is a Hearts quite casual hospitality offering, not too dissimilar to the 1876 lounge at Falkirk. Home and away fans are okay to be in the lounge, not so much able to celebrate in the stand. However, we are confirmed in as attendees, and you've managed to get in an unorthodox way as well.
Yes, because obviously in the ballot, I found out that my work actually has a hospitality table, so I just messaged the guy and went, anyone using it for the Falkirk game? And obviously it's not a very attractive picture. Like, no. It's like, can I have it? So I'm away to hospitality in the European Executive Lounge, so it's very much the same. Sit on the hands, stay quiet. I'm in with a couple of Bairns as well, so we'll all be like giving no nudges and like winks, I'm pretty sure, if we get in.
And bite your finger if we score.
Like that, but we'll try.
If it was a late winner, would you just go for it?
Nah, I'd not.
Would you not? I would.
Don't know. Well, I'll follow your lead, mate. I'll follow your lead because you'll be near me because we're both in the main stand. So
if you just see loads of food and pies and stuff,
get home, Dad. You'll know what happens. So yeah, we'll be at Tynecastle. But before we go, we've got to say thanks to the Falkirk Football Fans and Training. Get involved with the Falkirk Football Fans and Training, especially the TH. It's been going over 10 years. It's a great social, more as well as playing football and getting fit. The main thing is the social aspect of it. I've seen a lot of new people joining and getting involved with it. I've seen the pictures online, so brilliant. All the details are below. Get involved with them. They're down at the stadium every Wednesday between 8:30 and 9:30, and now there's an over 50 section, which I think is really built up as well. So if you are over 50, listen to this podcast, fancy a kickabout on a Wednesday night, get down to the stadium. Get in touch with Dougie, Ian or Willie. Like I said, details are below, and it's you know, a great laugh, great for your mental health, and just a great, I always say, a great bunch of lads, and you'll make new friends. If you don't like the new ones, your old ones, you'll make new ones, so always good for that. So get involved with Falkirk Football Fans and Training, proudly sponsoring this podcast, and we thank you to Ian and the rest of the troops over there for doing that. Right, on to Tynecastle. Like I say, hopefully we've got 3 points against Hibs. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, watching, wherever you watch us or listen to us. Let us know. And remember, we've got the friendship scheme now. So recommend a friend who is a Falkirk supporter who hasn't listened to this podcast or watched it before. Do a wee recommendation. Hey, you listen to that Falkirk Daft? You could be cool like me and watch or listen to it when we drop it on a Monday and a Thursday, because we'll be back on Monday reviewing the Hearts game. And of course you can buy merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk or get our collection on pintsandprints.co.uk. Details in the Discord are below as well. Get involved in that for all the good chat there. And that is it, Ross. We will get up the road with that, I think.
Indeed. No, looking forward to it, mate. As you said earlier on, Tynecastle, it's always a fantastic away day. Edinburgh's a really good away
we'll
day.
We'll have a good pint, we'll have a good drink before and after, no matter what happens.
We will indeed. So, and for the Bairns fans lucky enough to be in the away end, enjoy yourselves and fingers crossed we come away with the 3 points.
Brilliant. Let's do it. Come on, the Bairns.
Expect the unexpected, everybody.
We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft, we're Falkirk Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft, we're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk Bear, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.